Hey, this is Jimmy with the Blue Collar Secrets Podcast, and I want to show you what's possible, and it all starts between your two ears. Well, good day to you folks, hard-working blue-collar guys and gals. And so, if this is your first time on our podcast here, what this is basically for is for you to listen to while you're working. Instead of filling your brain with songs or with useless information, we're about growing, getting smarter, about changing the way we view the world, ourselves, our business, and where we fit and how to achieve our goals. And it's all about mindset. And so, this whole podcast is all about getting you in the right mindset and showing you what's possible by great minds and people that have been down the road before you. And this one today is pretty special. It's got Grant Cardone, it's got Gary Vaynerchuk, it's got Robert Kiyosaki, a bunch of people that started with nothing and became, you know, or created great wealth. And this is some of the tidbits and the things. It's only 11 minutes long, or a little shorter, but it's very powerful. And so it's number two, and I just wanted you guys to find it as useful as I did. All right, and here it is.
76% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. 64% of Americans that have businesses break even or lose money. Most people don't have any money and have accepted the fact that they don't have any money. They don't have any leftover money. They're fearful of money constantly. They overspend, they don't know how to produce money, they definitely don't know how to multiply it. The land of the brave and the home of the free, it's not even close to the truth.
It's just important for people to understand that complaining has no value. And if you complain about not having enough money, work more. If you complain about not having work-life balance, spend more time on vacationing and your family. It's super simple. Let your actions dictate instead of sitting there and feeling like you're not in control.
Poor people say, I can't afford it, I can't do that, I don't have time. It's an escape, you know what I mean? It's easy to say, I can't afford it. Oh, I'm too tired. Oh, I can't go to the gym. You know, when you could go to the gym, but no, I can't. Truth is, I'm just too lazy to go to the gym.
Money doesn't have value, right? And this is an important thing that most people don't immediately understand, is that money itself doesn't have value. Money is a vector for transmitting value. It's how you express value. But the value isn't in the money. It's in the product or service you bought with it. And it's in the labor you gave in order to acquire it in the first place. That's where the value comes from. There's nothing intrinsically valuable in the money.
You shouldn't put money in a house. You should put money in your brand. You should put money in the marketing. You should promote yourself, not put money in where you and the kids live.
Right. Why is that a mistake?
Because it's dead money. I mean, it can't. A house can't make you money. A house does not make you money. The only reason people think a house makes them money is they're comparing it to, if I rent, that costs me money. But, you know, if you need to go to a hospital, you don't buy the hospital. You rent a bed to get out of there as fast as you can. If you go on a trip, you go to America and you want to go to Disneyland, you don't buy the hotel, you rent a room. And nobody thinks bad poorly of that. They're like, yeah, I'm gonna go there, use the place and get out. That's what you should be doing with your living. Find a place where you can rent. Rent, pay rent monthly. Don't own the house. And take all the money that you would have put in that house purchase, down payment, extra money, fixing it up. Use all that money to improve your business and yourself so that you can get more money. Right? So I see so many people here like, I'm going to invest £300,000 in a house to hopefully make $30,000. £30,000. Right. I'm going to buy it for $300,000. Maybe I'll sell it for $600,000. I'll double my money. Fixed in one place, by the way, where no money comes to you. Money does not go to homes.
Right. And that's a big thing on your career is moving locations.
Yeah, I've moved 5 or 6 times. I can move another 4 or 5 times.
Because people who stay in the same place get too comfortable.
If you study wealthy people, they're mercurial. They're moving, they're mobile. They're not talking. Warren Buffett and Bill Gates do not talk about the home they live in. They talk about the places they're going to. They go meet money, they go meet wealth, they go meet connections.
People are stunningly accepting of anything if they actually believe that's the purest form of it. I think I'd be less acceptable if I hedged. I really do. People will accept you. People, we accept everything. Just be you. Be you, and clearly people like react. When you're trying to fake something and you've got bad intent, well then that's visceral and we hate. But I actually think we don't give love to the person that actually knows they have it and they're trying to fake it to conform. Hence why I won't adjust to this market all the way, because I don't think I'll be respected. I know what my intent is, so why would I be scared? I want to build the biggest building in town. That's who I am. And you know how I want to do that? By building the biggest building in town. And a lot of people want to build the biggest building in town. And you know how they want to do it? By tearing everybody else's building down.
Poverty is passed on. It's taught in your families. And middle class is taught in families. And so the people right now who are sitting at home, who are struggling financially or worried about money or unhappy, they may be making a lot of money, but unhappy with what they're doing, it was probably taught to you. You know, your super ego was taught, get a job, work hard, or you'll never be rich, or the rich are evil, or whatever.
And until you change your mindset,
correct,
money won't help you, right?
Correct.
And we see that with people that win the lottery, people that make more money, they still have the same problem.
Right.
Because they have that poor man's soul.
Right. If you're poor, you'll always be poor.
That's really hard for people to understand.
Yeah, the money will disappear that fast. Just like most pro athletes, you know, they make millions of dollars, and what, 65% are bankrupt 5 years later? It's because they come from poor families. Now, you tell them that, they get very angry at you. It's the rich fault. You know, it's you guys ripped me off, and government ripped me off. But unfortunately, what Mr. Lipton was saying, it's passed down genetically. That's the frightening thing.
And it's interesting, when you commit to something, little gifts just start automatically showing up. It's a phenomenal thing. It's happened my whole career. When I fully commit, somebody will bring me something.
Okay.
And then look, then keep your eyes open. And by the way, the package may come wrapped in a package you weren't thinking about.
Hard work.
Or like a voice, or like a person, or you know, maybe from a different direction than you thought, or an offering where you're like, you read something about this and that's not the thing. Like all throughout my career, it's come in weird kind of ways. If you ask for help and somebody shows up at the door, maybe invite them in.
Okay.
Regardless of what the packaging is or what you've heard about it or whatever. That's really been beneficial to me.
Okay.
How old are you?
44.
I'm 40. Do you know how young we feel? When you were 26, did you ever think that this is what 44 felt like?
No.
You thought that that was finished?
Yeah.
How old are you?
15.
Like, you think a 40-year-old, like, when I was 25 years old, I thought a 40-year-old was finished. I don't even feel like I'm starting. Right?
Yeah, but when I was 26, I was in a rush.
I understand.
And all of those guys and girls on the streets last night, when you say that to them, like, their face kind of goes blank, because all the stuff they watch, MTV, music videos, this, it's all about the bling now, and the this now, and the this now.
You know, and MTV is tamed. You start following people on Instagram, and it's a disaster. They're all pushing, like, you know, it's all about champagne and private planes, and you can get it too, and just sign up for my course. Like, and everybody's falling for it. So I'm coming out, and I want to be historically correct. Nobody in 100 years is going to watch that video and say that I was full of crap. I like that, right? Number two, I want my legend to grow. I'm always fascinated by politicians and world figures. Like Winston Churchill, his brain continues to grow, right? I want that. When I'm dead, I want to be in the ground at peace knowing my legend's growing. Like, I want that. I want that in the business world. And so I'm giving real advice, and real advice looks like this. When you're 19 and you can spend 7 full years learning your craft, meeting people that are mentors, being patient, and you wake up and you're 26 years old, you have your entire life in front of you, and you've done great foundational work to go on and then be successful.
You know, I have bad luck too. I've had financial crashes. I've had people stab me in the back, but they're all good because I grow from it. That's spirituality.
Right.
You know, people who are afraid of making mistakes, like they teach in school, they don't ever grow. Because spirituality is there's good and there's bad, there's right and there's wrong, there's up and there's down. Most people only want to be right, they only want to be positive. Well, you can't have that, that's not reality. And the average person, the reason they're poor is they haven't failed. You know, they play it so safe, they haven't made any mistakes like they taught in school, that means they don't learn anything. That's why the school system's actually fundamentally corrupt. It's anti-education. Don't make mistakes and don't ask for help. And if I didn't ask for help, I have my accountants, my attorneys, my bankers and all that. You know, I go into business like a rugby team. You know, boom, boom, and we kick butt. But the average guy is standing there, oh, I'm an A student. I'm going to do this all on myself. And a bunch of rugby players run you over and you go, well, they're not playing fair. Yeah, well, you're playing stupid. You should have a team. You should have accountants, attorneys, and bankers and all that stuff. But that's not the game I want to play. I said, then don't play the game. You know, the game of business is played with accountants, attorneys, bankers, I hate to say it, politicians. You know, you got to know the game.
Like, I don't want to hustle. I want to prosper. I don't want to grind. I want to create a machine that monetizes. You know, I'm not shameful of money. I want money. I want a lot of money. I want to give money away. I want to raise a lot of money. You can't do that if you're broke.
Well, there you go. And one of the key takeaways I'd like you to really kind of digest is when the guy said, you know, some people, I create a rugby team, and most straight A students think, oh, I'm going to, you know, go out there and win now. And they get crushed and they say, oh, you didn't play fair, right? Well, for us, what that is, how that equates to us is, hey, I'm a great painter. I'm a great roofer. You know, I do great work. I'm better at painting than other people. I'm better at roofing than other people. I'm better at plumbing than other people. It doesn't matter. That's the straight A student. It doesn't matter how good you are. And think about it. We're taught to play the game by other people that don't know how to play the game. Just do a good job and get your word of mouth and just referrals and just do a good job and the work will come. And they all die broke, right? 95% of them. And so you can't learn the rules of the game by people who don't know how to play the game. And so that's why we're so frustrated and we, you know, have highs and lows and we're just in this perpetual overwhelm and this hamster wheel of not having enough and chasing the dollar and barely getting by and hoping the lady pays us on time and all that stuff because we're playing the wrong game. And so basically, if this is your first time, welcome. This podcast is just to nurture and feed your mind the proper stuff. And so, you know, music and you know, YouTube videos that, you know, funny and Joe Rogan podcast and all these things, for the most part, it's mind candy. It's not nutritious. It's junk food for the mind. And so at least what my goal here with this podcast is at least 20, 30 minutes a day, 40 minutes a day, you put nutritious mind food in your brain and change the way you view things and maybe challenge the way you think and ask yourself, why do I think this? And who told me this? And is it really beneficial to me and my family? Is it really getting me towards my goals? And so listen to each one of these, you know, three or four times. You know, I have to listen to things three or four or five times to really absorb it and break it down and kind of integrate it into my way of thinking. And so as these come up, subscribe to the feed. And as I pop these in here, listen to them. And all I'll ever put in here is just really great, nutritious mind food for you guys. And I'd like to see you do it. And so for those of you that are in my group, if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me, message me or post in the group, and I'll try and help. And I will see you guys later. Thanks.